Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday. It is December the 5th, 2012. And I'm so glad to have you with us this morning. And our guest that we have today, I am really happy to have her because we're talking about food and the holidays. Lynn Rossi is with us. Healthy for Life, Tasting Mindfulness.
Right.
And she was telling me before we came on that when we have a big holiday feast, we can eat a whole lot of food as long as we are relaxed and happy.
Well, that's kind of the idea, Paul.
Okay.
I mean, you still want to be in touch with whether or not you're hungry or not,
right,
as to when you continue to eat or not.
But what you told me was,
I know.
What you told me.
Okay, so here's what I told you.
Okay.
Before you eat, you should stop and breathe deeply, okay? And check in with your belly to see if you're even hungry.
Right.
Okay, so there's two parts to this. Breathe and belly check, okay? So when you breathe deeply, you're kicking in the parasympathetic nervous system, which means you're more relaxed, okay? And then if you check in with your belly to see if you're hungry or not, the general rule is if you're not hungry, don't eat. Mm-hmm. And if you're hungry, eat.
Now, what if you're at a big gathering? We talked about this.
I know.
What if you're a big gathering? It's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Right, those multiple parties before Christmas.
Right.
Right. They're not ongoing.
And you've got all your relatives and all your friends.
Right.
And they've done a big job of cooking.
They just
say, I'm not hungry. I'm not going to eat.
That's fine. But unlikely that you're going to be not hungry for a party,
right?
Or a gathering. But you don't have to eat everything in sight. Why don't you just look at what's on the table and say, what would you really savor? This is another idea. It's like you want to eat what you can really savor and really, really enjoy and leave the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to eat everything just because, you know, your mom's giving you the evil eye and, you know, she wants you to eat all of your pie.
There are some people who cook and they're going to be hurt if you don't taste everything.
Well, you know, but that's their problem, right? You can say no. You have to learn how to say no. Oh, here's my trick. Okay, this is what I learned. Take it, but you don't have to eat it all.
Okay.
You can just like set the plate down somewhere. Nobody will know that you didn't eat it all.
Okay.
Okay. There's lots of little tricks that you can do. But the main idea is that you don't want to eat food that your body doesn't want. Right. And let's go back to the breathing part because that's really important.
Okay. Right? And this was something else that we talked about.
Okay. If you breathe, right, and relax, then your digestion is going to be working.
Now, when you say if you breathe, we're always breathing.
Well, of course.
If you take deep breaths.
Yes. Okay. So the idea is you want to take a deep breath in to about 2/3 of your capacity. Okay. Mm-hmm. So do that right now. 2/3. You don't want to go too high. And then hold it in for just a couple of seconds. And then breathe out even more than you breathed in.
Oh, I'm starting to feel lightheaded.
I know. Isn't that great? Okay, do it again. Take a deep breath in. Hold it for a second or two or three, and then breathe out.
Oh, yeah. Now, why does that make you lightheaded?
And aren't you smiling now, too, right?
Right.
But you smile a lot. But, I mean, when I do that, I then get this little smile. So there's a few things going on. Your body is relaxing, right? Your metabolism is starting to kick in. So a lot of times we eat when we're stressed. Just think about the holiday parties, and you're stressed, and you've got all the family and the friends, and you've been working to get dressed, or you've been working to get the food all ready. There's a lot of stress during the holidays, right? And when you eat when you're stressed, your metabolism isn't working. Your digestion isn't working.
It's not working as well as it should
be. As well as it should be, because the fight or flight response is kicked in. When the fight or flight response is kicked in, any kind of worry or anxiety, any kind of, if you're worried about anything, that kicks off the fight or flight response inside the body, okay? And cortisol gets produced, and when cortisol gets produced, you accumulate fat in your body.
You sound like you really know what you're talking about.
I do. So stress is very linked to obesity. Because when you're stressed, your body's accumulating fat because of cortisol and because of insulin, which also helps the body. It says, store fat, because we have to protect ourselves, mm-hmm. right?
But if you're relaxed, your metabolism speeds up.
Yes.
You're burning up more
right.
of the food that you're taking
right.
in and not storing
right,
it.
Right, because food needs oxygen. Okay, so that breath is oxygen. It's just like, you know, a fire in the fireplace needs oxygen to burn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the food inside your body needs oxygen to be metabolized and
okay.
to digest. And if you're not breathing deeply and throughout the meal, at the beginning and throughout, you can just check in with your breath from once in a while, you know, once in a while, instead of like, you know, shoveling it in.
Shoveling it away, right.
You can slow down, put your fork down,
yeah.
put the brownie down, but whatever, and take
breathe,
a breath.
And breathe.
Yeah, and so you were just telling me that when you were in Hawaii,
I'm hungry from the minute I wake
right.
up until I go
yeah.
to bed.
And you eat a lot, and I ask you, do you gain weight?
No.
And you don't gain weight. And I said, it's because you're relaxed.
So if you are relaxed,
yes.
you can eat more and not gain weight.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, you should continue to check in with your belly, you know,
mm-hmm.
are there sensations of hunger?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to eat till you're stuffed. You should stop eating when you're just satisfied.
Right.
Okay? So you're not full, but you're not hungry.
Okay.
There's this kind of
so these
middle
are really,
place here.
These are really good tips to think about.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to have you on at the beginning of December.
Right, absolutely.
As we go
yeah.
into the holiday season.
Right.
And it might be kind of nice as you get together with your family
right.
over the holidays mm-hmm. before when you say, you know, you're sitting down at the table and you've said grace and you might also say, okay, wait a minute, can I have your attention?
Right.
I was listening to Radio Friends and Lynn Rossi was on. And they'll say, well, who's Lynn Rossi? Well,
oh, they know who I am.
Okay, okay. Lynn Rossi was on.
Oh, yeah, Lynn Rossi.
And she
what
said.
What did she say?
She said, before you eat, everybody just stop and take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. That would be a nice little exercise to do right before you. And I
yes.
think it would be nice with the whole family doing it.
With the whole family, yes. Teaching your children, you know, because there's these, you know, rates of obesity in children
yeah.
right now are horrible because, I mean, we're not taught to do some of these things that are
okay.
so easy
okay.
to make a difference.
We're out of time
okay.
for today, Lynn.
If they want more information, they can go to tastingmindfulness.com,
okay.
which is my weekly blog,
okay.
and they can get more information.
Tasteful.
Tasting.
Tastingmindfulness.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to be writing a book?
I am.
After the first of the
yeah,
year?
Well, I'm in process.
Okay,
yeah,
and you're right. going to have a class starting
in January. So if they don't follow these tips, then they can come to my class.
Come to your class in January. Okay, so we'll have you on before the class.
Okay.
Lynn Rossi,
sounds good.
What can they call? The telephone number for more information.
573-884-1432.
Okay, that's university,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
1432. Okay, Lynn
okay.
Rossi, thank you so much. Tasting Mindfulness. Tomorrow, Columbia Art League and Dance Arts, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. This guy never puts on weight. Our audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is J.C. Lee. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Have yourself a nice afternoon. We'll
and
see
breathe.
You tomorrow. And breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. Bye-bye.